The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I shall give you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours, if you worship me." Jesus said to him in reply, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Then he led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him in reply, "It also says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The devil, having tempted Jesus, departed for a time. We have ended the season of Lent, which keeps reminding us of the warfare against the devil that we must keep waging every day. The readings of today call us to acknowledge the fact that the devil does exist, and that no one is spared of temptations of the devil. Even Jesus was not out of his reach. The graphic presentation of the temptations of Jesus that we heard in the Gospel are dramatic presentations of the inner struggle against a temptation that Jesus experienced throughout his public life, the struggle against the temptation to become the political messiah of Jewish expectations, the temptation to use his power first for his own convenience and then to avoid suffering and death. These narratives tell us that temptation itself is not sin, but it is yielding into the temptation of the devil that is sin, because it is that which offends God. The devil was not trying to lure Jesus into some particular sin. Rather, he was trying to tempt him to move away from the accomplishment of his messianic mission. The opposition, the hostility, and the rejection which Jesus experienced were constant temptations for him to use his power as God's son to prove himself as the Messiah. The three temptations recounted in the Gospel are to be understood as three categories of temptations that we face in our daily life to prove ourselves, to make compromises for material gains, and temptation to doubt the promise and the power of God. The words of the devil, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones. If you are the Son of God, jump down." These are the words that attack the ego of a person. It is like telling, "Come on, prove yourself. Come on, use what you are, your name, your fame, your position. Use what you have, your authority, power, wealth, and riches to get what you want." It is a temptation to prove what we are, even if it is by dishonest means. The temptation to possess the world by worshipping the devil was an invitation to accomplish the mission by dishonorable means. It was like saying, "If you are going to get along in this world, you need to make compromises now and then." This points to our own temptations to achieve the right thing by using wrong means and then try to justify our actions. Like Jesus was tempted to test the power of God, we too are tempted by the devil to test and doubt the power of God. And sometimes we become angry with God when he fails to respond to the tests that we set up for him. Sometimes we may test him by saying, "Oh, if my father, mother, or if my husband or wife or children, if they get healed, then I will know that you love me, you care for me. Or if I get a job that I had been praying for, then I know that you care about me." These are some of the type of tests that we put before the Lord. The devil tries repeatedly to tempt us to do something reckless, as he asked Jesus to jump down and expect the angels to hold him. Same way, we also sometimes make reckless choices and then expect God to work miracles. The devil is quite quick in quoting the scriptures, which is another trick to tempt us to think that this may be what God wants me to do now. Jesus' words, "You shall not put the Lord your God to the test," silenced the devil. And it also affirmed his identity as God. Jesus teaches us that the spirit-filled life requires unconditional surrender to God's will. The temptation story depicts Jesus as obedient to Father's will, refusing to be seduced into using his power or authority wrongly. It is important to see that Jesus overcame these temptations through the clear understanding of his identity, his mission, and God's plan for human salvation. He used two powerful weapons against the temptations, the Holy Spirit and the Holy Scripture. First, Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit enabled him to survive the temptations. Then he quoted the Holy Scripture in response to all these temptations. Like Jesus, every one of us is tempted to seek sinful pleasures, easy wealth, and a position of authority, and is drawn to the use of unjust or sinful means to attain good ends. We need to confront and conquer temptations as Jesus did, using the means that he employed, holding on to the Word of God, under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Jesus sets a model for conquering temptations through prayer, penance, and effective use of the Word of God. We need to grow in holiness during this Lent by prayer, reconciliation, sharing, and holding on to the Word of God. We become resistant to temptations and grow healthier in our soul by following the Lenten practices, finding time to be with God every day through prayer, speaking to Him and listening to Him speaking to us through the Holy Scriptures, by sharing our love with one another through our selfless and humble service, our almsgiving, and our helping those in need. Let us make the Word of God as our armor to fight against the temptation of the devil, and have the Spirit of God as our shield in our warfare against the devil.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things.